Schedule says the train will leave Halta at 7:29. That's exactly when it will leave. It will leave when the second hand comes up to the 12. Because in Denmark there is an assumption of punctuality. There is the assumption that things will happen when they're scheduled to happen, unless somebody should throw himself across the tracks. In America, there is not this assumption. There is the assumption that things will happen when all of the members of the departure committee decide that there's no reason why the number one train shouldn't leave, and when the conductor and the motorman talk it over with the dispatcher and, talk to the woman in the token booth, and people's feelings are weighed. And so as a result of this, the fact that trains leave exactly on time, when you have people over to your house in Copenhagen, they come when you ask them to come. Exactly. Nelson Greta will ring your bell at exactly 8 o'clock. And they will expect that you will have expected them, that dinner will be under control, that the house will be tidy, that you'll be in a mood for conversation, that everything will happen right. And if it doesn't, it really throws them off. It really throws them off their feed. So I have evidently been forgiven for the last time. And so tonight I arrived an hour early. And I'm glad to be here. This is a book that what I just had to say about punctuality was supposed to lead into something that I was going to say about the book, and I can't remember what it was. This is a book that is about a young man who leaves Minnesota and comes out to New York, not because New York is more forgiving, but because he has led a young woman to believe that he will marry her and make her happy, and he knows that he can do neither of these. And when things have progressed to that point, you can't negotiate your way back to friendship. Somebody has to leave town. And he was the one who had to leave town because he was the one I was interested in writing about. I wasn't interested in her. So I found her something else to do in Minnesota and brought him out to New York. He's from my hometown of Lake Wobegon, and his name is John Tollefson. And he winds up in New York City after putting in a few years, about a decade, in fact, in a small town in upstate New York. It's a very simple story. It's very simple for a reason, but it's simply a story about a young man who finds a good situation for himself, a situation that any young man's parents would be proud of him for finding. He gets a job at a college in a small town up by Cayuga Lake. It's an Episcopal college, liberal arts college, for the academically challenged children of financially gifted parents. And they have a lot of money there, they want him to start a public radio station, so he does. And it plays classical music, which is not a bad gig. And he's the manager and presides over this and buys himself a house in this very pretty little town and makes some friends.